I am Daniel Lucas.
Hello, I'm Alessandro Panattoni, and welcome to Food 101.
Food, 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 people. Let's talk about food. Oh, Chefy.
Hello, Daniel. How are you doing?
I'm busy, busy, busy always, Chefy, like you. How's Sota Sota?
Busy, busy. It's always busy.
Yes. People, if you're wondering where Chef Alessandro working, he's working in one of the 5-star restaurants in downtown Toronto. So please visit him and say hi.
Thank you. Thank you.
So Chefy, invite them to visit Sota Sota.
Oh, please, welcome to come at Sotto Sotto, 120 Avenue Road in downtown Toronto. I'm over there almost every day. but there's always stuff anyway. It's a great restaurant, you know, and if you really want some nice Roman style cuisine, please, you're welcome to come. We have a lunch dinner, except for Sunday. We don't open for lunch.
Oh, only dinner, Chef, for Sunday.
For Sunday, yeah, except for yesterday. Yesterday we have a lunch and dinner.
Why is that? Oh, yeah. Because of
Easter, yeah.
Easter. Ah, oh, that's awesome. So what's your celebration for Easter? What's your main course?
My celebration? I didn't celebrate too much. I was working.
How to working. But Chefy, in Sotto Sotto, what is your main course offers for Easter?
For Easter, well, we have few specials for the day. Well, we run the same menu like usual, so the people knows when they come what they're gonna have. You know, they always they know that they will never change the menus. We don't complicate the life for everybody. So we put some special. We put some homemade ravioli with spinach and ricotta cheese and bianchetto truffle cream sauce. We did some lamb ragu and sausage. Wow. With green peas tagliatelle. That was very, very good.
Yes.
And we have veal chop, nice Provini vin chop. Veal chop was a 12 ounce, I think. Nice, beautiful chop on the grill. Fantastic. Charboil. I don't know, we have a few things. Short ribs,
Yes, authentic Italian cuisine.
People, oh, yes, absolutely.
And Chefy, today is April 1, All Fool's Day.
Yes.
Did
somebody... Well, we're not going to give a fake recipe, okay, today.
To make me fool about the recipe.
No.
But Chefy, before we go on, we are inviting you, please do visit our official website, food101.ca. It's official website of Food 101. We have a lot of articles that will help you to become a good, excellent cook or whatever position you have in the kitchen. It will refresh you. It will give you insight to make your food better and delicious.
Absolutely delicious.
Yes. So Chefy, before we go on, let's shout out first our ranking tops. Let's see what is our ranking tops for this week, for the last 30 days. It's changing, Chefy. Lots of change.
Oh, wow, fantastic. We got Canada 4, India. Yes. 5, Kyrgyzstan, 13, Jordan, 25, Hong Kong, 25, Nigeria, 32, Malta, 41, Luxembourg, 103, and Singapore, 183. Wow. That's you got more. Oops. Finland, 187, Czech Republic, 222. Fantastic.
Yes. Thank you so much. Every week our ratings on Apple chart is changing. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast, because this podcast is created to empower food people. And Chef and I are dedicated to do this every week to give you, refresh you, or give you information to make you better in the kitchen. So Chefy, what we gonna talk about today?
Well, we can talk about pasta. Come on, it's nice Nice day for pasta. What about, cacio e pepe, carbonara, matriciana? Well, you pick one. What do you want to talk about?
Of course, carbonara, because if you're a specialty.
No, no. Well, we can start with the cacio e pepe, and then from there we can go on because, the classic Roman traditional pasta, cacio e pepe, gricia, carbonara, and amatriciana, they're almost the same base, and they would just change some ingredient, but the basic is always the same. So let's start with the cacio e pepe. It's so easy. Actually, we got on the book too, the cacio e pepe. We put it here on our special Food 101 book.
Yes.
It's on the almost at the end of the yeah almost at the end of the book. There is a cacio e pepe, a classic Roman pasta dish. Yes.
Yes. So cacio pepe, chef, we come from Rome, same as carbonara.
Yes. Oh yes.
Oh, your
Absolutely.
specialty.
Yes. My specialty. Well, I can tell you, the cacio e pepe, it's very easy to make, but it looks like easy, but at the end, if you made a mistake on temperature, you can melt the cheese, so it's not going to be creamy as a pasta, okay? Because we don't add cream on the cacio e pepe. We don't use too much cream. We don't use at all. That's the only for the carbonara. So what you're gonna do, it's a simple way how to do the cacio e pepe. You choose your pasta, of course, suggestion as a Roman tonnarelli cacio e pepe, it's a classic. Otherwise, if you want to go spaghetti or you long pasta, even short pasta, it's always good. Like mezzi rigatoni or even rigatoni would be fine. But the best match has always been the tonnarelli. It's fresh spaghetti. It's amazing. It's a very glue together the sauce and make it nice and creamy. Simple like that. You just start with toasting your peppercorn on the frying pan, and you add after that you add some boiling water from the pasta over there. That's it, and you stop it. And then you put your pasta down. In the meantime, you mix pecorino cheese and a little bit parmigiano. Depends how salty is the pecorino, which pecorino cheese you use. So you have to be careful on salting the water too, because otherwise you're gonna oversalt the pasta, and that's gonna be disgusting, really. Anyway, you mix your cheese with a little bit of water, boiling water, but you have to be careful on the temperature of the water, because if it's too hot, you want to melt the cheese, and you don't want to melt the cheese. You want the cheese to become a cream. So try to add a little bit of thyme, and you mix it with the cheese until it become a cream. And let's say after that, when the pasta is ready, transfer the pasta in the frying pan, pan sear the pasta, saute the pasta with the peppercorn, and when absorb the water and you have no water anymore, you add put the pasta in the container with the cheese, and you mix together and to become creamy. Really, you can see the cream from the cheese mixing with the pasta. It's fantastic what come out, and then you just serve like that, simple like that. There we go. Let's finish the cacio e pepe. A little bit of pepper on top, black pepper, and it's easy, but you have to be careful on the temperature. If you warm up too much, like I say, you're gonna melt your cheese, and you don't want that.
Yes.
Now, yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Cacio means in English.
Cheese,
Cheese.
cacio.
Oh, okay. Pepe is the pepper.
Pepe is pepper. Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
So from that
awesome.
recipe, you come out with another three recipes. So from that recipe, if you add the guanciale in, you're gonna make gricia. The same process like we did with the cacio e pepe, but you saute the guanciale in the frying pan. And then if you mix in the cheese the eggs, you're going to make carbonara and the guanciale, and you're going to make carbonara. If you take out the eggs and you add the tomato sauce, you're going to make amatriciana. So practically, from one base of pasta, you come out with four recipes.
Wow, so interesting.
To see is a different story. So if you want to make a gricia, you just pensier your guanciale. And you, same thing, you choose your pasta. Gricia, I always love mezzi rigatoni gricia. Even bucatini is fine, no problem. Or even spaghetti, that's fine. But for me, the mezzi rigatoni is fantastic because the guanciale goes inside with the sauce inside the pasta. That's the best part that I really love on the pasta. So what you do is same thing. You just boil up your pasta. You saute your guanciale. You add your black pepper if you want to. That's an optional anyway. And then you prepare your same mix with the pecorino parmigiano on the bowl. So when the pasta is ready, you pass the pasta in the frying pan with the guanciale. Saute the pasta with the guanciale and pass everything again in the bowl and you mix like a cacio e pepe. Simple like that. Put on the plate. It's fantastic.
Simple but delicious.
Absolutely. So if you want to do a matriciana, so you saute your guanciale in the frying pan, you cook your pasta, then you put, of course, you put a little bit of your white wine. I always add a little bit of red wine vinegar. That's a little secret that we have in Italy, you know, a little bit red wine vinegar. And then you put your tomato sauce. Then when the pasta is ready, it's boiled, it's done, you transfer the pasta in the frying pan, you saute with the sauce, and you finish with the pecorino on top. So probably the same ingredient, with the add only one more extra ingredient of the other pasta. Then if you want to make a carbonara, as a sample it can be, you just pensier your guanciale, then you boil your spaghetti carbonara or rigatoni carbonara or bucatini carbonara, whatever you like, pasta, any kind of pasta. I always suggest spaghetti carbonara or even mezzi rigatoni or rigatoni because they're very good match for that. And you boil the pasta and in the same time you mix your egg yolks and parmigiano and pecorino and black pepper in a bowl. When it's ready, you pan sear the pasta with the guanciale in the frying pan, and it will absorb all the liquid that you have, so you don't need no other liquid. You pass in a bowl, you mix it with your eggs, and you put on the plate to serve with the parmigiano pecorino and a little pinch of salt or pepper, and you send it out. There we go. Simple. Yes. Like that.
Che buono!
That's the things about, you know, Italian cuisine, you know, especially if you go to traditional local cuisine, that's so simple, you know, because that's what it's all about. It's a simplicity of the food that we eat all the time. We want to keep as simple as it is, so, and it's always healthy and good. That's the thing. Of course, without exaggerating, without, you know, you eat your regular portion, 80 grams of pasta. You don't go 200 grams of pasta because otherwise it's not healthy anymore. That's the thing. 200 grams of carbonara is going to fill you up, yeah, but, you know, it's going to be tough to digest too. Huh? You need maybe 4 eggs on it.
Eat little by little, people.
No, you know, I always believe if you eat correctly, you eat the size of pasta that you really need. Like, you know, it's, you know, you follow the right way, you never get wrong. That means, you know, if you eat regularly, you eat your 80 grams of pasta, you don't go exaggerated on that. You know, of course, who doesn't like an extra plate of, you know, gnocchi? I go to see my mom, of course. you know, she's going to make homemade gnocchi. You think I'm going to eat three plates? Of course I'm going to eat three plates, but then after I'm going to sleep for one night because I'm full. But, you know, but yeah, that's the thing. You know, keep us, you know, simple and healthy and good for you. That's all.
Yes. And people, what we are talking about here is included to our book, Food 101, Volume 12, Italian Cuisine.
Yes.
So if you are interested to do the recipes that we are talking about, please do grab a copy of our Volume 12, Italian Cuisine, available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. And Chefy, if you compare, let's say, cacio pepe and carbonara, what mm-hmm. are the big difference for both these?
Well, the difference only changes only the you put the guanciale for the carbonara, you put your eggs. That's the difference. Otherwise, the process is almost the same. You just mix with the cheese. Instead of put the water in the boiling water, you just put the eggs as a liquid. And then you mix them with the pecorino parmigiano. And that's up to you. You can use only pecorino or only parmigiano, but you have to always be careful because it's salty. So the guanciale is salty and of course the pecorino is salty. So you have to be, you know, adjust yourself. So depending which product you're going to buy at the store always. So make sure you taste it before you make, you know, the complete product at the end. So taste your parmigiano, taste your pecorino, you know, taste the guanciale duo, because the guanciale it's a cured meat. So you can eat like this raw. So it's not raw, actually, it's cured. So it's not, yes. It doesn't do nothing to you. But yeah, and that's it. You just eat a little bit and you taste right away if it's salty, so you can base yourself on that. That's the only issue that you can, you know, the only problem you can have, you know, if you are at the beginning, you know, you have to be careful on salt and these kind of things, little things. You have to focus on that. Once you know how to control, you taste your ingredient, you always need to taste your things. So in the kitchen, you always got to taste. Don't hesitate because, you know, it's better know what you serve in, if it's it's not too salty, but better than that, you know.
Yes, people, if you work in the kitchen, don't forget to taste what you are cooking, because it's really important. If it's salty or medium or whatever the preferences of your guests. So Chefy, before we go on, I'm inviting you to listen to my other podcast, Movie 101 Review, on my fourth season 2, and please do listen to my latest episode. We review the one of phenomenal movie today. It's Dune Part 2. It's something else that you need to watch if you don't watch yet. So please do watch Dune Part 2 and our episode with Miss Faber-Nell. It's something else. It's Miss Burnell talk about how outstanding, magnificent the movie is. So please do listen to Movie 101 Review. So Chefy, cacio pepe and carbonara.
You know how many things you can do with the cacio pepe? So many things, actually. You know, once you got the idea of the cacio pepe, you can make anything with the cacio pepe. You can make kimchi ravioli with the cacio pepe. You can make any kind of variation. Even a cacio pepe sauce you can use for a chicken, or, you know, pensier chicken with the cacio pepe. That would be nice, very good, you know.
But Chefy, in different parts of Italy, they have different version of carbonara and cacio pepe, right?
Well, the cacio pepe is Roman, so carbonara is Roman. The amatriciana is from Amatrice, but it's attached to Rome anyway. And and then you go to Grecia, it's still from Rome. Anyway, Grecia, it's from Rome, Amatrice. So it's not the, you know, other place. We made it. So it's not the other you're gonna find a different, yeah, maybe somebody cook in a different way, North Italy or South Italy, or you know, everybody knows carbonara. But if, of course, if you go in a restaurant that know it really Italian, or you know, and they're gonna put cream inside, you know, everybody believe that carbonara's got cream inside. No, carbonara doesn't have no freaking cream. Okay, that's you know, something that I stick on it. And I, you know, I really don't accept it to put cream in the carbonara, because it's insane. Yeah. Okay, you just got the eggs, it's gonna it's already heavy on their own, but then after you put me the cream on it, you don't looking for a Frito sauce, you're looking for to make, you know, it's a carbonara, guys. Come on, you know, it's a classic Italian. It's only eggs, cheese, pepper, black pepper, and the guanciale. That's it.
That's it.
I can take it, but even a little bit, I can take it if you put me bacon instead of, but I don't know you take it that one. Because you know, if you say, okay, pancetta, okay, I can take the pancetta, not the bacon, but the pancetta, yes, okay, I will take it. But of course, come with the guanciale, guys, come on. Guanciale is coming with, you know, eggs. Parmesan, pecorino, depends if you know, it's too salty, pecorino, and the pepper, that's it. As simple as is it. You don't have to cook in the frying pan, because with the steam of the pasta coming out nice and hot, that egg is going to be creamy, it's going to be cooked. So it's no doubt on that. So, and don't put cream, please. No.
don't do that.
You know, it's been so. I was watching on sometimes you watch on the internet, Instagram stuff, you know, the jokes around, you know, the Italian chef that laughing because that's so hilarious. Then, you know, they make a kind of commercial, you know, about, you know, putting the cream in the carbonara. Oh my God, it was the chef had an heart attack. No, come on. It's impossible. The type of people you put cream in the carbonara, it's like you give a punch in the eyes, you know. Same thing.
You insult the culture of the Italian people.
Yeah.
But Jeffy, before we go on, we want to thank Listen Notes for giving us a listen score of 40, and we belong to 1.5% population globally. Thank you, Listen Notes, for giving us these milestones. I hope people continue listening to our podcast, because we are counting for 2 million downloads. Our podcast is become more bigger,
better, and bolder.
Yes, watch out for our, well, for our audiobook, people, Food 101 volume 12, Italian cuisine. We will gonna do our audiobook so that we will cater more audience in another form of format, like in audiobook. So please tune in for that. And of course, our culinary course. We are always promoting our culinary course, even it's not yet finished. But sooner or later, please do enroll and try our courses, our course, so that you will learn how to create a delicious food. So, Shafi, cashew, pepe, and carbonara, to try them, to cook them, taste them.
Yes, you have to try. You have to try, because it's a simple, it's a simple pasta to make at home. But, you know, I always got to be careful some of these little things. And, yeah, it just one day you can make cashew pepe, one day you can make carbonara, one day you can make amatriciana, one day you can make grisha, and that's it. You got 4 days done dinner. No, just kidding. No. It's simple, and you can try and make the different combination and see what you think. Please let me know what you think when you make at home. And yeah. I'm always happy to give a recipe somebody asked for, so it's no problem. I'm no shy, I'm no hide, I'm no...
no secret.
No secret for me, no. What do you want me to do with the secret? You know?
Yes.
I prefer to share it with everybody, so...
Yes, we are here to give you information that make our life easier and to empower our generations, the generations to come. Like the recipe that we are doing, who knows, it will be impacted for our more generations, like cacio e pepe and carbonara.
Yes, and gricia and amatriciana.
Yes. So, Chefy, let's talk about amatriciana and la gricia next week.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Maybe I'm going to make it for dinner too here at home. Why not?
Yes. And let's taste it. Let's taste it. And people. Absolutely. Yes, and people, we are encouraging you, Chef and I, encouraging you to do mistake in the kitchen or experiment in the kitchen, because the more you commit mistake in the kitchen, the more you be excellent and be proficient in the kitchen. Well, first thing to do, most especially if you are beginner in the kitchen, for sure you're going to commit lots of mistakes, but make sure that those mistakes make a lesson for you. Write it down, and for the second time you're gonna do it, for sure you will be better, not best, but best and excellent.
No problem.
Yes. So, Chefy,
American people,
see.